Hey, Rabid, good morning. I really admire your dedication to just trying to find the MS and your seriousness to Torah, to Hashem. Should just be zocheh to continue mechayel lechayel b'zrat Hashem. So I think there's a few different pieces just to break up here. One is, in general, the concept of pleasure. The second one is precious. And the third one is Shabbos. And sometimes, you know, if one compares one to the other, in an absolutely direct way, they can contradict one another, but there's, as always with Yiddishkeit, there's different times to tap into different things. So for example, there's Avas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim, and in many ways those two things can contradict one another. They love you. If you just do things out of just love for Hashem, you know, there's never any pressure in a sense. It's just motivation, it's just aura, it's just light, etc. Whereas that's one thing, one very important aspect of Yiddishkeit. And the other very important aspect of Yiddishkeit is Yiras Shamayim. You got to fear these consequences. You know, just thinking of Gan Eden and Gehenna, in the sense, Avodas Hashem, out of those two aspects, are very contradictory in a sense, but we need both of them. And there's no question that one has to make use of both. So in the same way here, the starting point is, I don't remember which Makor we spoke about there. There are many Makoros. But just one that comes to mind is like a Nazir, the concept that the Gemara says that a Nazir who becomes a Nazir, he has to bring a Korban, etc., because he did something wrong, that he denied himself of the pleasures that Hashem has allowed him. Obviously, forbidden pleasures we're not speaking about. We're speaking about things that are mutar. But he has done something wrong because, and I think the Midrash, I don't remember the exact Makor now, I've got them written down, but I'm not by anything now to look it up. And it'll probably take me a bit of time to find it right now. But anyway, the Midrash also says that one day when we get back to Shammai, maybe this is what I quoted, Hashem's going to say to us, why didn't you take pleasures in this tree that I gave you, and this that I gave you, and this that I gave you? And you know, and there's many different makaros like that. So there's no question that in the right zone, in the right place, when it's the right place of a mitzvah, etc., then pleasure is a mitzvah. Taking pleasure of Hashem's world and enjoying and appreciating that Hashem has given us this amazing goodness in His world is a mitzvah. So that's number one. However, as the halacha says, b'chol drachecha da'ehu, everything has to be for the sake of Hashem. So if one's just going on a regular night just to eat five pieces of cake, and there's no reason to do so, and just wants to just feed, as you call it, the dark side, then that wouldn't be advised, as you say. However, you know, if a person's at a siyum or at a mitzvah, or even if a person just has had a hard day and they feel like that will be a good thing for them, that could also be a mitzvah, because again, they're doing it in the service of Hashem. So this is a very subjective question, when it will be right, when it will be wrong. In terms of the other thing you mentioned about what Rabbi Arbach said about tzaddikim, etc., yes, that's a concept of precious. So that's going to depend on how, you know, a person's madrega. There are many people that eat, you know, there were tzaddikim who fasted from Motzei Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. You know, just barely eating anything, and just eating on Shabbos, because as you say, Shabbos is a huge mitzvah, just to eat and enjoy. There's no place for the precious on Shabbos whatsoever. On Shabbos, it's just, regardless, you know, the greatest of tzaddikim, that would just go and eat and enjoy, because it's Shabbos Hayom LaShem, it's Hashem's day. It's not about you anymore. It's not about me working on my precious. It's just about Hashem. You're in Hashem's house. The way Rav Pinkus explains it, you know, if a big tzaddik invites you to his house, and then he says, please, here's a meal for you, please enjoy it. And you say, no, I'm working on my precious. That's the biggest insult you can do. It doesn't matter. Forget about your own precious now. Tzaddik's offering you something, you take it. Shabbos Hayom Hashem, Shabbos is Hashem's day. You go and enjoy, you forget about your own things. You just go, Hashem wants you to enjoy the Shabbos. In a way of Kedusha V'tara, obviously, but at the same time, just to enjoy the pleasures of that Hashem is offering us. And at the same time, there is a place for precious. If a person has to know their level, for many people, maybe they've had a hard day, and to have a little piece of cake or whatever can really help them to avoid them from doing worse things, etc., you know, after, you know, things have been very hard. So for that, you know, and for similar situations, precious would not be relevant. A person has to obviously be very sincere with their level and where they're holding. Whilst at the same time, if it is relevant, yeah, absolutely, there's a very big difference between just a regular piece of cake Monday night, as opposed to having it on Shabbos, which you've mentioned. So those are just a few ideas. But in terms of when it is the place to do it, when it is the time to do it, when it is appropriate, again, doesn't have to, mitzvah can be a relative word. Japan, a mitzvah can be many, many different things. Sometimes, like I say, even a person's had a hard day, whatever it might be, for them, b'chol drachecha da'ehu, just going and have a piece of cake could be the right thing. So then there certainly is a place for pleasure. Anyway, I wish you a wonderful day.